case. If you feel like you've lost a step, we can help. If our doctors restore your hormone balance, then you're back to the guy you were meant to be. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
This is Hannah Yates, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week. Vote on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com starting on Monday through Thursday of the week. The following Monday, the winner will be announced and the winning athlete's featured story will be revealed. Voting will then start over again Monday through Thursday, so make sure you vote early and often for your favorite Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week on 590thefan.com.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See club for details.
They've played for you. They've bled for you. They've shown loyalty. Now it's time to show yours. Create the home court advantage. Pack State Farm Center.
Frazier racing down court. Right wing Jordan for three more.
Yes, sir.
Get your tickets now for as low as $25 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
Greenville University provides a Christ-centered education and equips students with the skills and knowledge needed to not just succeed in the marketplace, but also to serve our communities. Over the last 3 years, Greenville University pre-med students have a 100% acceptance rate in a medical school. At Greenville, 100% of students receive financial aid, including the Panther Preferred Scholarship that is awarded to 100 students for character, service, and perseverance. With a 14-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio, you will get the attention you deserve. Go to greenville.edu to learn more.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek Saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
I don't know how many of you out there listening right now in your cars are driving Chevrolets. More importantly, how many of you in Chevrolets got them from Johnny Londoff? If you made a mistake, like many mistakes in your life, you can be forgiven. But if you're AM and the PM, that next Chevy better come from this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing terrific today. How about you?
You ever notice when some people say terrific? They don't say terrific. They say terrific.
I don't know which I just said, terrific or terrific. Probably more like terrific.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, but that's okay. It's your show, buddy. You can do whatever you want because it's a terrific show that you put on 4 days a week. And I'm just lucky to be part of this terrific show. You know, I just love
it. Did you guys see the dig he got in there? 4 days a week, letting me know that I only work 4 days a week. We slipped that in there. Yeah, very clever.
You know, there's a lot of people very envious of that four-day work week.
Well, I have to tell you, the last week and the week before, I worked 2 days, and I really liked it. I liked the two-day work week. That was nice.
I bet you did.
I did.
Yeah,
I can stick with four for a while.
I think you should. Every once in a while, you should, the heck of it, just pop on a Friday.
And do what?
Do your show?
No, they have a show. They have a show on Friday. They have a sports show on Friday.
Really?
Now, you're open 6 days a week. At one time, am I incorrect in stating that at one time long ago, weren't car dealers open on Sunday?
No, sir.
That ever?
They used to be open on Tuesdays and Thursdays until 9 o'clock. Then many years ago, they decided to start closing at 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And they always closed at 5 or 6 on Saturday, so that people, you know, would have time with their families. They were open Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 9. That's a lot of time to be away from your family. No matter how good business is and how much money you're making, you still need family time. So one thing that's a constant, asking everybody, hey, how were your holidays? And everyone's like, they were great. It's just the way it fell with a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas. Great. And it was just great to be with family. So especially people that, you know, have family that live out of town. So it was a great, great holiday, great weather. Now it's on to big month of January. January 2019. Wow. Big.
I know. I'm still not used to saying 2019 or writing it down. I've messed up a couple of times. I wrote a couple of things down. I put 2019. Not used to it yet.
Grab a pen and, like, on your left inner forearm, put 2019. Write it real big, and then just you'll never forget.
That's a great idea. Or have it tattooed. Have it just tattooed, and you'll never. And then the next year you're screwed. But for a year.
No, just you'll be
good to go.
After a few showers, because I know you shower often, it'll come off, and it'll give you enough time to remember it. You know?
I'll have it down another week or so. You remember the blue law? What was the blue law? That was the thing where it had to
no
do
shopping
with Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, you remember that? I actually remember when regular stores weren't even open on Sunday.
Wow.
We used to have to drive over to Illinois. Illinois didn't have the blue law. They didn't. All the stores were open.
John, you don't remember that? Maybe you're not old enough.
No, Frank, I'm not as old as you.
Not as old. It's okay.
You're not old.
Wait a minute, John. So, you and I are the same age. I remember.
Sam, I'm talking to Frank right now, okay?
That wasn't Tim.
No, it was. You're right. I kind of remember them.
Yeah. Don't lay that on Tim.
I'll say this. So they say in life, never say never. We will never be open on Sunday. Never, ever, ever will we be open on a Sunday. Oh, it's a great day to just... Nothing like waking up. I wake up early Sunday morning and going, phew. I'd love to come to work. I love to work. I love to meet the AM and the PM crowd. They're just unbelievable. So keep them coming. But I do like having Sundays off.
Hey, Josh Bauman's here, and he hasn't been here for 3 weeks. He's our tech guy. Do you, while you're here, have anything? Is there anything driving you nuts, tech wise, that you got for Christmas? Or because
I've got four unbelievable sons, Mimi and I.
Oh, that's right.
They're very tech savvy, but appreciate that. And then we have this unbelievable IT manager, Josh Cleethermas, and he's. Not that you're not.
Must be something in that name, Josh. We got two IT guys named Josh.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to make 2019 a record year for selling Chevrolets and pre-owned cars at your dealership, and it all starts with a phone number.
That number here, Frank, for Johnny Launch of Chevrolet at 1375 Dunn Road is 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. And the 00 at the end, that's kind of its zero. It's not going to cost you a lot to buy a car from Johnny Londoff. Interest rates, no matter what, interest rates are still great. You know, we have all these great finance partners of ours just ready to give everyone a great deal, great interest rate. And even those with a little bit of a hiccup, if your credit, don't worry. We're here for everybody. Even if you want to write us a check, we'll still take checks. We don't get many, but we'll still take them. And, you know, visit us online, Frank, at johnnylondoff.com. Not Johnny Londoff. It's Londoff, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com. You can visit that 24/7, 365, Frank. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, see, you don't miss a beat, buddy.
Yeah,
so, Josh,
sure,
what are you going to talk about today?
A few things from CES. That starts this week out in Vegas.
That's right.
And then if anybody has any tech issues from getting gifts over the Christmas holiday.
All right. Well, that's awesome. That's great. Well, I'll be listening. How's that?
Sounds good.
That's great. All right, John.
All right, Frank.
They're on the way.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. I don't know why he, at the end, he does that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That, you know, that
was a little
that?
Odd.
Because he knows it aggravates you.
Yeah, it does. And he does know it. And you're right on both counts. Hit the theme music for this guy. He hasn't been here for 3 weeks, for goodness sakes. He just came out of the green room for 2.5 hours. He's our tech guy, and he's made, his appearance is made possible by Window World. The number one selling window in the United States, the number one selling replacement window, that is, and I go ahead and predict, and I think I can safely do this, they will be again for 2019. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. And if you want to know more, you can go to windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it. It's been too long. Make up for it with your applause, Josh Bauman.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa,
man, look. Much better than Bill Clinton's applause. Holy cow.
Yeah. So it seems like it's been forever, but it's really only been 3 weeks.
I know.
Weeks.
It seems
right
like
here
forever.
Right here in the room, anybody here have a question for Josh before he gets into his thing and maybe takes a couple of phone calls?
Yeah, are there any apps that you would, like, tell us to stay away from when it comes to smartphones?
Yeah.
Because I downloaded one about a couple months back. It was one of those, like, you know, clean device things, like cleans up all your space and all that.
That's probably a hoax.
And it did all right, but it just kind of, like, blocked all my notifications on my phone. Like, I never got messages or emails or anything. So I deleted it, and everything's back to normal now.
I'm going to kind of touch on that. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I can go into it now. The Weather Channel app. Anybody, you guys have that app on your...
You know, it's on my phone, and I never use it. I use AccuWeather.
I heard about
AccuWeather.
Remove it. Yeah. Because...
I'm doing it right now. Hang on.
They are getting sued by the city of Los Angeles, I believe. It turns out the company that owns that app or developed that app is selling your location data to third-party companies.
Whoa.
So...
Not cool.
Yeah, right.
And I just deleted it this second.
So right, you go to the grocery store, the movie store, or the movie store. Man, where did that come from? You go to see the movie, you go to the psychologist office, whatever. They're selling your location data off to other companies. So they're kind of getting in trouble for that. So that kind of gets back to that whole idea of those apps, when you install them and you open them the first time, if they ask for permission to access your photos, your location history, your contacts, stuff like that, 9 times out of 10, if it's a free app, they are harvesting either some or all of that information to sell off to somebody to make money. And this is just a really good example. It's the Weather Channel app.
Maybe I'm the only person like this, but for some reason, this still doesn't bother me that lots of people know where I am. Look, I know that when I have my phone, the Google people, the Yahoo, whoever, maybe some stores where I've shopped before, they may know where I am. I don't care. I don't. If they send me, hey, we realize that you're in the something-something shopping complex, why don't you think about buying this? I don't have to buy it.
No,
it doesn't bother me that they know.
And I agree with you to an extent. The part that I have that I take issue with is more or less the informed consent of the end user. You know, if the Weather Channel wants to sell my location history and they tell me that, fine. If they're very clear with that in their user agreement that they're going to sell that information.
Okay, but we wouldn't know if they told us that or not because we don't read that stuff when we hit agree. We don't read that.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I do because of my job. I have to at times read that information, and they talk in circles and they make it confusing on purpose. But that's the underlying issue. I think in the next 5 years or so, we're going to see a shift in how that consent gets offered to the end user, how that information gets offered to the end user of informed consent.
Think of the positive PR spin, though, on an app knowing where you are. For example, Limey, you're a single guy.
Yellow.
Two Sundays ago, I go into the B&B Theater in Wentzville, and it knew I was in there because it sent me a text saying, you are in a theater. It sent me an alert saying, you are in a theater. Please turn your phone on. Do not disturb.
That's weird.
Now, but think of how that could expand out. Like let's say you're at a Cardinals game. mm-hmm. and you're a single guy, and, mm-hmm. and your app knows that you're single. And there's like, you know, the girl two rows in front of you, five seats to the right, is also single.
Now,
things like that where, you know...
And well, I don't like that. That's cool. Like that. And as long as Tinder or Grindr is telling you that that's an option when you open that app for the first time, saying, hey, we're going to use your location to alert you about other parties that are down to party, fine. But if the Weather Channel app, you open the Weather Channel, you install it, and you think you're getting, you enable location because you want a more accurate forecast, and they're actually selling that information, that's underhanded to me.
Okay, well, Tim just said something. Is this, here, is what he just, that little scenario he just gave us.
Yes.
Is that part of a dating app? Because if it's not, it no. maybe it should be. Hold on. For example, let's take I don't know, fishing. What's it called?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish.
Whatever. Tender. Whatever. Let's say take tender. A new one. There's a new
match.
Well, what's Tinder? What is that?
Tinder. I've showed you Tinder before. It's a dating app.
And they do do that, Frank. They you do know
you
where
said
other
doo-doo.
You do know
you
where other
say doo-doo.
No, you said doo-doo. The Tinder knows where you are because it tells you where other Tinder people. The closest Tinder people out there are. So you can hook up with the closer one.
Okay, yeah. So if I'm on a dating site that has this capability, mm-hmm. I could be, let's use the ball game thing again. I could be sitting at the ball game, and I could get an alert, and it could say, hey, within 5 feet of you, or let's say two rows down, three people to the right, is Cindy. She's 27 years old. She likes to ski just like you do. You might want to say hello. Is that possible, or are they doing that?
I think the seat location might be a little bit difficult, but they could probably give you... within a 20-foot radius, you know, hey, look around
you. Just have
you.
To scan around and see yeah. who looks like this yeah. girl they're talking about.
Yeah, right. I think that's more than possible.
The drug dealer on the left is an undercover cop. The girl yeah. on the right has AIDS.
Hey, is weather.com the same as the Weather Channel?
I don't know, Dan. Okay. I've had that discussion.
The app I just deleted says Weather Channel on the icon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that I kicked it out. Okay. It said Weather Channel. It's blue. It's gone.
Frank, I do have a kind of funny story. We were driving into St. Louis over break, and my son said...
We've done this before. When you say that, now it has to be funny, because you said I have a funny story.
It was
now
funny
the pressure's on.
The pressure's
it has to be funny.
You say the word grinder again in this story.
Hey, before you do your funny story, let me give the phone numbers, in case anybody out there is frustrated, goes, oh my God, I got this thing for Christmas, I don't know how to make it work. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Go ahead.
All right. So we're driving into St. Louis over break, and my son sees the 590 billboard on 55 northbound right before you get into downtown St. Louis, and it's got your name on there. And he goes, Dad, why isn't your name on that billboard? I'm like, it's not my show, Jackson. It's Frank's show. Well, okay. No laughs, nothing. Sorry, not funny.
We're not laughing because it's not funny.
Wait, was that it?
Yeah, that was the end of the story.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't funny. In fact,
the end of that story
was sad.
Jackson Grinder.
No, let me tell you. Look, hold it. It wasn't funny because it was sad.
Yeah,
your little boy. How old is Jackson?
He's 13 now. Yeah.
Okay. Your 13-year-old boy, who is so proud that his daddy is on the radio once a week, mm-hmm. looks up at a billboard that station put up, and his daddy isn't even important enough to be on the board. That's not funny.
I'm
That's
a loser.
Sad. Sad.
You're
not a loser.
Right
no.
Now.
Right. Not a loser. The owner of the station should have included, we're all about inclusivity, right? He should have included everybody on the billboard.
Well, true. Yeah, because there's, what, only four names on that billboard? Okay, so tomorrow starts CES in Las Vegas. It's the big consumer electronics show of the year. I would love to go. If a sponsor wants to fly me out next year, that'd be awesome. It's the show where a lot of the new consumer electronics, the stuff that you're going to see in people's homes over the next... probably 2 to 5 years. There's some experimental stuff that always makes a show. The big kind of news was a flying car prototype was going to make a debut at this event this year. But there's a lot of TV stuff happening. The coolest thing I saw today was LG is rolling out a rollable OLED TV. So picture a stand. And the TV comes up out of the stand, but instead of being completely, you know, the TV is rigid and vertical, it rolls up like a shade inside that cabinet.
Oh, my goodness.
So the cabinet is about, it looked to be 8 to 10 inches deep, and it also included surround sound speakers inside that cabinet. So not only did the TV roll up inside there, it included portions of a surround sound system. So,
Josh, that's Josh, cool. Here's where we're headed. Think of the people, and I've seen a couple of homes with these, not many, where the screen drops down and you have a projector.
Yeah.
Forget the projector.
Yeah.
Here's where we're headed. A 100-foot or more, not screen, drops down from being rolled up. It's the television.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
That's where we're headed. Well, it's going to happen.
And it's an OLED. It's an OLED, so it's going to be, you know, super high definition, bright. That was really cool. There's videos of the ad out on the web already. I watched one today. It's pretty neat. Some of the other stuff, big TVs, 8K TVs, those are going to start making a push. We've talked about that before, that, you know, really once you get over up above 1080p, you're not going to see much of a difference unless you're sitting up on the TV. But if you want to spend a bunch of money on an 8K television, go ahead and do that. Samsung had a 37-foot television at CES and some of the shows. They're doing that by paneling together what they're calling micro LED panels. So they can make these TVs or these screens as big as they want to make them, because they're linking together multiple panels, which I think is an interesting idea. You think of like the Jumbotron down at Enterprise Center for the Blues games. Those things, they're just going to be seamless now. They're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Moen is releasing a smart head shower that you can control by Google, Siri, and Alexa. So when you're getting ready in the morning.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Did you say 37-inch TV?
37-foot.
In inches. And you know how an 80-inch TV is a huge TV?
Yeah.
And 100 would be really big. This would be a 444-inch television.
Right. So you're talking conference center, you know, business application, probably not a home. But this Moen smart shower head, you can, you know, roll out of bed and say, Google, turn on my shower, and have the shower start warming up for you before you go
jump
really?
In the shower. Does somebody need to do that?
I've bought dumber stuff.
You can't turn on the shower.
My wife will tell you, I have bought dumber stuff, Frank, I'm telling you.
That doesn't interest me at all. When the day comes that I can't turn on the light or turn down the heat or turn on the shower, and I just sit in a room and go, Google, turn down the lights, turn on the shower, turn off the television, start the toaster.
No.
I don't need that.
There's one key word. You say, Google, I'm going to bed, and it turns everything. Oh, my phone just did it. Dang it, all the lights are turning off in my house. You say,
serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. So when we're ready to go to bed, my key word is, hey, Google, I'm going to bed. And all of the lights that I've made, smart light switches, turn off. The TV turns off. And then in the mornings, I say, good morning, Google. And it reads me my agenda with my meeting appointments for the day, turns the light on, turns the TV on. I can say, wow. Google, I'm leaving, and, you know, we're going to work or whatever, and the lights turn off. Yeah.
Is anyone home right now?
Jackson, my wife might be home.
Son's bumping into the wall. Yeah, it's dark at home.
Yeah.
Turn the lights off.
I mean, this happens because, you know, that's some of the pains of being a nerd. IKEA is starting to sell smart window shades that you can control with Google and that. Kwikset is starting to roll out more smart locks. By far, the coolest thing that I saw today was the 65-inch rolling TV, or roll-up TV, if you want to call it that. Let's see, what else did I have?
One of the things I don't like about the Alexa thing, because I mentioned in the last week or whatever that our kids busted our no-gift rule and made one exception, and they got us the Echo, okay? So one of the things I don't like about it is, if you're in the room with it and you're telling somebody about Alexa, when you say her name in conversation, it perks up and it's listening. For example, my grandson comes over and he loves 3 or 4 songs by Imagine Dragon. All right. And I'm telling somebody, I said, you know, he comes over here and it's like this is not a big deal to him. He latched right on to how to work it, and he'll come over here and go, hey, Alexa, play Imagine Dragon. As I say that, telling them the story, it starts playing Imagine Dragon. So you got to be careful what you say, and in your case, Google,
sure,
because if you say that word, it'll do stuff.
Well, and Alexa is a little bit more dangerous, because you can actually order things with Alexa. So if you have ordering enabled, or not turned off, I should say, you can say, Alexa, order me, I don't know, pick pick something from Amazon.
Two days later, you wouldn't say that accidentally.
No, but your grandson might. If he wants Grandpa to buy him something.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a great point. Once he catches on.
Right.
Let's say he's at the house and he hears, Alexa, we need more batteries. 48D cells, NSC, AA, AAA. He sees how that works. That's a great point.
Alexa, buy me a sailboat.
Out of the room. Yeah. Alexa, I need a new bicycle. You know, he sees how it works. And next thing you know, 2 days later, there's a bike at the door and you didn't order it.
Right.
He did.
Right. Yeah. That could be interesting.
You want to take a couple calls?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's give the numbers again. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Jer has been holding a while. Let's get him on here. Jer, say hello to Josh Bauman. Welcome to 590 The Fan.
Josh, thank you for providing this fantastic service. And that goes for you too, Frank, and the radio station.
Whoa!
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I got two questions. One's a quick one. One is a little more involved. The quick one is TV. I've been given a budget of $600.
Okay.
I can buy a 55-inch TCL.
Yep.
Or $300.
Buy two of them.
Or I've been looking at the LG Z8, but I got to add an additional $1,000. Is it worth the additional $1,000?
No, that's an easy answer. No, and honestly, I really like the TCL brand, and I'll tell you why. It is likely the one you're looking at is likely also a smart TV that has Roku built into it.
Yes,
Roku is one of, you know, there's three or four major players in the streaming device, and we've talked about this before too, where there's streaming services and then there's the streaming device. Roku is one of the big players in that streaming device market. We just got another. We got our second TCL TV in our house over Christmas that has Roku built in. I think that really, Jer, that's your answer. Buy that TV. Buy two of them for your $600 budget. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Is it the 4K model? Do you know?
Yes. It's the R617.
Yeah, I really don't think that's a bad decision at all. I think you'll be very happy. Do you currently subscribe to any online streaming services?
No, I do not.
You will likely get a free trial of Showtime streaming, and you might. I saw an email or an article yesterday. YouTube TV, which is YouTube's live streaming service for network service, network TV cable channels, they're both offering free 30-day trials when you buy a Roku streaming device, which that TV is considered. So if you buy that TV and you register it, I think by the end of this week, you'll have to register an account with Roku to use it. You should get a notice or an email from YouTube TV as well as Showtime offering a free month of service.
Really?
Yeah, and just to give you an idea, YouTube TV, I think, is about $50 a month, and you should have probably 50 to 60 channels. You'll get all your local, if you're here in St. Louis, you'll have all your local channels. It has an unlimited DVR. You'll have a number of cable channels, except the channels that are owned by Viacom, which are like MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, I think Food Network, History. There's another big one that we watch a lot that I can't think of. But it's a fine service. And actually, I like the service better. I'm using DirecTV Now. I like the YouTube service better than DirecTV Now. It's just DirecTV Now has some more channels that we enjoy. So long roundabout story. I think your TCL option is the better of the two options. You said you had a second question?
I do. And it's a little more involved.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I recorded music off of my store-bought CDs.
Okay.
And I recorded them in WMA.
Yes.
Which I should have recorded in WAV or WVA.
Okay.
Is there any way that I can convert the WMA to the WAV format without losing anything? Is there a program or...
There's a program you can download. It's free. It's called VLC, Victor Larry Charlie, VLC Media Software.
Victor Lima, Charlie.
Sorry, I apologize.
If you want to talk pilot talk, it's Victor Lima, Charlie.
That's the media software that we use at work to kind of, instead of iTunes or instead of Windows Media Player, I believe that has a convert function. If you can't get that to work, if you Google converting, yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you one that I've done this before, and I use a website called Zamzar, Z-A-M-Z-A-R.
Okay.
And you can convert
what
any.
What is that again, Dan?
That was Tim.
Earlier they thought Dan was Tim, and now they think Tim is Dan.
That's Tim.
Londoff thinks I'm Dan, and this guy thinks I'm Dan. I'm Dan. Dan Woodburn. It's Zamzar. Z-A-M. Okay. Z as in zebra, A-M. Z as in zebra, A-R. Zamzar.
And if
Z-A-M-Z-R.
Z-A-R. Zamzar.
And you can Google converting file formats, you know, WMA to WAV. You'll come back with 100 different sites that'll do it. If Tim has experience with this site and says it works well, you may want to start there. Yeah, and that's another one too. It's free.
Okay, right? That sounds fantastic. I just didn't want to. I got. I probably have probably 8,000 songs on my hard drive, and I just don't.
Ooh, wow.
I don't want to go ahead and lose the music or get it to degrade the music when I switch over. So that's the reason I was interested or concerned about doing that.
Yeah, try a couple files with that site and see what you think.
Hey, listen, I can't tell you how much I truly appreciate the opportunity to ask these questions.
Yeah, not a problem.
Very nice. Thank you, Jerry.
Frank, I'm an AM and a PM.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it. Well, how much nicer could somebody be in terms of thanking us? Let's go to Scott. He's been holding longer than I would have held. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
Good. Scott, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to ask a quick question. So, you know, with the PC sets on, and it looks like there have been a couple of antivirus things that have been loaded. I'm just wondering, is there any way of stopping that and or any recommendations on deleting those?
If they're legitimate, you can always go into the Add Remove Programs window or screen in the control panel, and you can remove those applications from there. If they are spyware or scareware, you may have a harder time doing it. You might have to use a third-party product to remove those. Are you getting pop-ups? Okay. Are you getting pop-ups and stuff on the machine?
Not pop-ups. Just you know, there were a couple. I hardly ever get on this PC, and of course, nobody ever says that they've downloaded anything.
Sure, right.
So
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
likely story.
If they're legitimate applications that are on the up and up, you should have no problem removing them via the Add and Remove Programs window.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the service.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you listening. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Bob, you're up next. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How you doing? AM and PM.
Hey, Bob.
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm just fine. Say, I've got a Toshiba TV that I had bought. It's a 4K.
Okay.
And it has Chromecast on it.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't have a smartphone or an Android or anything like that.
Okay.
Is Chromecast part of Google?
It is. Google owns Chromecast, or they made that product. Do you have a laptop or a desktop computer that you use?
I do, and I tried connecting the two, and I cannot cast to that TV from my personal computer.
Have you put the TV on your Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay. And you're trying to cast, you know, that has to happen. Chromecast works hand-in-hand with the browser called Google Chrome. Have you downloaded and are you using Chrome?
I use Google Chrome.
Okay. Yeah, it should cast to that Chromecast-capable TV without an issue.
Because, but
Go ahead.
Okay. I've got the number and everything. And I mean, it, I was able to do all that to the TV.
Right.
But when it goes up.
Are you getting an error message or anything?
Okay, in Google Chrome, up at the top on the right-hand side, it's got the three dots.
Yep.
And you go down and it says cast.
Correct.
Okay, and with the TV on, and in that Chromecast setting on the TV,
yep,
it says that it can't find anything to cast to.
Interesting. So it's not seeing your TV on your network. I would go in and double check the network settings on the TV and make sure that it is indeed on your Wi-Fi. And make sure, can you stream like Netflix or something? Can you put the Netflix app on the TV? Is it a smart TV? Do you know?
No, it's not a smart TV. I don't know.
Okay.
What I do with Netflix is I open it in my regular computer.
Right.
And then I drag it over to an HDMI.
Okay. Yeah, that cast option, if you're not seeing the TV when you go to the three dots and hit cast, that's telling me the TV is not on the wireless network for some reason. You may want to go back in and double check that.
I called Toshiba about this right after I got it. I mean, I don't know how much I'd use it. It just seems strange to me that I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Toshiba said that you have to have a smartphone.
No, you don't. You can cast from the Chrome browser. The thing is, you're casting that browser, literally what you're seeing on your browser, the back button, the address bar, the whole screen. You're going to cast that entire screen to the TV. So it's going to look, you're more or less going to see the same thing that by hooking up the HDMI cable as you would by casting to it, Bob. You're really not going to gain anything out of it.
I'm not.
Not because, really, no.
Like I said, I open up a second tab
right
on my computer.
If you're comfortable with that, Bob, I would stick with that since the casting part is giving you an issue.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get a headache over it either.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
All right, Bob.
I think there are a lot of people who, in fact, I know there are, who don't realize, one, know what you were just talking about, or realize that for not a whole lot of money, you can watch everything that's on your phone on your TV screen.
Sure.
And the reason I wish more people knew about this and how to do it, in the old days, people would invite other people over and they'd put up a projector. And they put a big screen up so that everybody could look at the slides or look at the, if you were rich enough to have a movie projector or even a VCR, they made projectors for those. This is a way to show all your crystal clear videos and photos that are on your phone up on whatever TV, as long as it's a smart TV. And it's unbelievable. And you sit there with your phone, and when you swipe it, the TV screen swipe. It does exactly what you're doing on your phone. Josh, I think you'd be surprised how many people don't know they can do that with Apple TV, with Chromecast. And I wish we could do it with Roku, because I just bought a Roku for my grandson, because at our house, I put him in his own little room. I don't want him accessing Dish Network or any of that stuff. So I just, for $30.
Yeah.
I bought a Roku. He's got cartoons. He's got movies. And I'm not talking about premium ones you pay for. I'm just talking about a lot of free stuff.
Yeah, well, they can stream YouTube. There. Yeah. I mean, yes. all a kid, all
no,
a little
YouTube
kid
TV. Is, yeah. Roku does not have YouTube. It has YouTube TV.
Oh, I thought it should be able to get to YouTube as well, regular YouTube.
Not the one
too.
I
got. Interesting.
Not the one I got.
Okay.
Yeah. And YouTube TV, ultimately you're going to pay for it after the trial is over.
Right, right.
But there's plenty of free stuff for him as a kid, cartoons and movies, and it was $30, one-time purchase, plug it in, done.
Yep, you're right.
Done.
And what people don't realize is 90% of those features, those streaming-type features, are coming with every TV that's purchased right now. whether they know it or not. You know, it's a smart TV. All of that stuff is wrapped in.
Okay,
not,
so you're telling me that any smart TV, whether you have Apple TV or Chromecast or whatever, if you just have a smart TV and your smartphone, you can throw that stuff up on the screen?
It 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to... There's a protocol that's used on most new TVs called... I'm going to get this wrong. DNLA. It's either DNLA or DLNA. Not sure which.
Wow.
But almost all of them have it. And that is a protocol that allows that casting type activity to happen just wow. inherently across the network.
Man, go back several years ago, I got an iPhone. And I'm stunned at the quality of the pictures. And somebody, let's say, is standing with you and you go, here, look at this video. And I remember thinking, man, if only there'd be a way to put this on the TV screen. Well, now there is, without a cable. You can also do it with an HDMI cable.
Right.
Without a cable. Just like magic. Boom, it's there. You'll talk to Maurice?
Sure, sounds good.
Let's bring him in here. Maurice, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good, Maurice, how are you?
I'm well. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Okay, this is elementary, I believe. So I try normally to log on to newspaper sites.
Okay.
You know, whatever city it might be. And it pops up, Safari will not allow me to view it because it's not a confirmed secure site.
Yeah. So, you're getting a certificate error, and it's actually probably not the newspaper. It's probably one of their advertisers, one of the ads on the sidebar on the newspaper site. So there was an issue, not really an issue. These browsers have done it on purpose. Over the last, I would say, 3 to 6 months, Chrome, Safari, Internet Explorer have started alerting users when they're visiting a site that has either an invalid certificate or no certificate. In Chrome's case, it'll tell you the site is unsecure. If you scroll down a little bit, there should be an option. Either you have to click advanced or more info. There should be an option to say, yes, I acknowledge, or please ignore this error message, and you should be able to get around it. There's really nothing you can do about that error message that's a certificate error that the site has to fix, not you. Does that make sense?
No.
I'm with you. No, I'm with Maurice. Maurice, you know what's interesting? I've not bothered Josh or called Josh about anything, but 2 days ago, I shot him a text, or it was it?
Yeah, it was a text.
Maurice, you know what it was about? It was about this exact thing.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that certificate popping up on my screen, and I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I
don't understand what you just said either.
I read like, the West Palm Beach news. But, you know, here's the funny thing. Now, I don't know what this is all about. But, I mean, if I go to, like, I can't get the post, right? But I can go to KTVI.
Right.
It pops right up.
You can't get the post.
Maurice, I can get the post. All I have to do is when that thing comes up that says certificate not valid, and it gives me these options, continue or cancel. I just hit continue, and it lets me go on. But I'm sick of it popping up there.
Maurice, I would try, as long as, you know, this isn't going to upset anything, I would try the Chrome browser. I know for a fact they'll let you hit continue anyway to get to that site, even though you're receiving a certificate error.
Well, you know, I don't know. What it shows up is like a star in the middle, and the alert underneath that says, Safari cannot validate, that this website is secure.
Yeah, and it's a certificate error that the site has. That's really nothing you can fix. But if you scroll down, there should be a continue or carry on or go anyway type affirmation that you should be able to click.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I'll work on that, and I'll call you next.
Or shoot me an email, Maurice.
Then I'll try to battle through it, and then I'll call you next week.
Okay.
Because I won't be able to do it.
All right.
But I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Sounds good, Maurice.
Maurice.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. In the remaining 5 minutes or so, what else do we?
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm the guy who every year at holidays, Christmas, batteries. Now, I have at least 50 to 60 at all times, double A's, triple A's. Not as many 9 volts, because not as many things, but I'll have a dozen 9 volts, and I'll have some C cells. Had a clock in my house that went out, and I looked at it, and I noticed it was dead. I open it up. It takes two big, guess what battery I didn't have? D cell.
Wow.
Big, fat D. I didn't have any. I had to go and pay retail instead of ordering. No, for 4 pack of 4 D cell batteries to get that clock running. So even D cells keep, I don't know, 6 or 8 of them around, I guess. But I can't believe that of all people, and I'm the battery preacher, I didn't have any D cell batteries. And the other thing I would say is the best way to buy them. Oh, here's a good one. I'm in a store the other day, and I asked about batteries, and it was a big box store, and the woman pointed me over to the big battery display, and she says, "We've got a great sale." And she pointed to these double A's, big packs of double A's. She said, "They're very cheap right now." I said, "Ma'am, you know why they're cheap?" She said, "Why?" I said, "Because they're crap. These are these super..." No, I did. I said, "These are these heavy-duty, super-duty batteries." Folks, again, never fall for the super-duty, heavy-duty. They're garbage, and they won't last half as long as alkaline or lithium batteries. If it doesn't say alkaline or lithium, don't buy them. They're crap. And I don't know, why do they even make batteries like that? I guess so that they can sell something
right
to stupid people because the price point is low.
Yeah, somebody looking for a deal.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Otherwise, nobody would ever choose a battery that's going to last a third as long as an alkaline battery. So, you know, be careful.
Yeah, somebody texted over. They want to know what's the best drone to get for a beginner, so I'm guessing a child.
Don't spend a lot of money because they're going to crash it or lose it or it's going to go fly off. My boss told me a story. You guys
are you a drone guy?
I fly them. We have one at work that's rather expensive.
What do you have?
It's a DJI Phantom. It's the 4K model. That's I think 2 or 3 years old now.
I've passed that. I'm now at the DJI Mavic Pro.
Oh, those are nice.
Wow. So what's the guy's name? Who's the guy who texts? What's his name?
Didn't give me a name. Just sent me a text.
Well, to you, texter, here's my advice as a drone guy, and I love drones, and I've had about 5 of them. You can, all day long, you can go online and pick up a Phantom DJI Pro or Standard all day long for a couple $300. This was a drone that sold for $1,000.
Yeah.
You get new ones or like new ones. You can get any other drone you get, if you pay new, more than $100. If it's your first one, I think you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because one thing you don't want to do is lose or crash $1,000 drone. And I know they have a lot of features in them, like it'll come home, it knows to come home. But you got to know how to work that stuff and to engage it. $100.
I get heart palpitations every time I fly ours at work, because I'm like, man, I don't want to crash this $1,400 drone.
If you take your time and learn how to do
it, they're a blast.
It won't let you crash it. It will come home when it knows its own battery is too low.
Yeah, they're cool.
But $100 all day long, a great drone, easy to fly. That's what you start with.
One quick thing before I leave. Facebook, the chain messages are going around again about accounts being mirrored and hacked. Your account's been hacked on Facebook. Copy this message and send it to all your friends. Don't do it. Not true. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your friend's time. Thanks for listener Pate on that tip. That's okay. Going around again. Just stop, people. Just stop.
And you should give out your email address.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
All right, good to have you back in the studio.
Glad to be back.
Josh Bauman is here courtesy of Window World. Not a high-tech product at all. It's a window, but it is the number one selling replacement window in the United States for lots of good reasons. It's also the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the preferred window of Paul. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Josh, we'll see you next week, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Josh Bauman, everybody. Give it up. Don't go anywhere. I have a joke that I haven't told in probably 3 or 4 years. I've told it, but it's been a while, and a listener reminded me of it, so stay where you are. We have news with Tim Woodburn, some stuff to kick around, and then, of course, the joke followed by Mike Evans. Whew, that's a lot of stuff. It's 5 o'clock at 590, The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is exploring the possibility of declaring a national emergency to fund a border wall. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed it, and there are media reports the Office of Legal Counsel is investigating the legalities of such a move. President Trump is planning to address the nation in a primetime address tomorrow night and will visit the border later this week. Members of Congress say they're not getting direct answers to their questions about the deaths of two migrant children from Guatemala that happened while they were in the custody of Border Patrol agents. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus toured facilities in New Mexico today and said